got an old lady, she brought that pump over to Brian. I think or somebody was telling me, man, I'm going to sell it. She wanted $50 for it. Of course, it's only worth about $25 on the antique market. And he had charged her $18 to clean that clock, and $7 to put a mainspring on it.
You get too big a deal on that clock, you can just keep it.
$25 for that. Mm-hmm. That's highway robbery. I've done that whole job for 10 at least.
I just wondering if that repair work on that's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. The work is guaranteed, nothing else.
Well, we used to have a fella here. Everything was guaranteed.
I'll see all of you again later.
Good to meet you.
We'll see you.
I've got to get going. I've got a shop full of clocks out there.
We'll see you.
It's a lot of fun. You notice I didn't write down anything?
He's quite a character. And he is thoroughly enjoys fixing these clocks.
He had loving hands when he got up in there, didn't he? Do you have an insect here that will fly along at night and turn on a little light?
Lightning bugs.
Mm-hmm. And the bug that'll get under your skin and make the red welt that itches?
Chiggers?
Yeah.
Chiggers. That's the only thing I can think of, chiggers.
How about insects that sting?
Mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Gnats?
Bigger ones?
Wasps?
Uh-huh.
Wasps.
What kinds do you have?
And hornets. Mm-hmm. And yellow jackets.
Now what's the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
Going. A hornet's big and black. And a wasp is yellow. I believe.
And where do these things build their nests?
Usually under the eaves of a home, in the eaves of a house.
Do you have those here that'll build a mud nest?
Mud daubers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they usually build them in a dark place in garages and attics.
Mm-hmm.
Under the eaves of the house, under the front porch.
I've been told that they'll take care of spiders.
Come to think about it, usually where you find a mud dauber's nest, you find very few spider webs.
Well, I had one in my front porch, and I took his nest to fire. A bunch of little spiders, about that size. I bet there were 60 of them he had packed in there.
Packed them in there.
Yeah, they're fiends, fellas. Somebody told me that it's about the only insect that'll kill black widows.
Well, I never heard of that.
I found a black widow last summer out around my faucet outside. So when I heard that, I thought maybe I'd protect those little fellas.
Come think about it, you get quite an education talking to different people.
Oh yeah, I've learned a lot. All sorts of
more,
things.
You learn more common knowledge
than
you can ever get out of a book.
Mm-hmm. Coal oil for snake bite. I don't know if it works.
But it don't work.
I never try it.
I wouldn't either.
I'd make an incision and then suck first, and then I'd try to be quiet.
Doctors say that there's no antiseptic whatsoever in coal oil.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it would be more inclined to infect than it would disinfect.
When I was a boy in my house, it was always turpentine.
Turpentine.
Boy, we used that. That was the sovereign remedy.